The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, I'm Brandon Miller, and I'm here from York, Pennsylvania, and I love the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 406 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast.
My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on the show is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Michael. How you feeling?
Ask me in about, I don't know. I'm getting better, but there's still a one more corner to turn. And as soon as I pass that corner, I'll be fine, you might say.
Okay. You ready for a shout-out?
I am ready for a shout-out.
Okay. I'm going to give a shout-out to Florence Porter, who was nice enough to invite me. I am in Orlando, and she was nice enough to invite me to lunch. So, Florence Hanky Porter from Colorado. Shout out to you. She's on the Mickey Milers, and she's on the Be Our Guest Lizards, and nice lady. So I got to have lunch with Florence and her son and a cast of thousands.
Where'd you eat?
A little place you may have heard of called Via Napoli.
Oh.
Yeah. Yum.
Yeah, usually I...
Sorry.
Oh, okay. Was that supposed to be Italian music?
Wow.
I didn't know if there was an alien spaceship circling New Hampshire.
Well, somebody's stomach was empty. And
yeah, so I had the quattro formaggio, which I usually
Yum.
Get that white cheese pizza with the truffle oil.
Oh, that's good,
and,
too.
Yeah, that's good. But, this was really good. And we got the half-meter one. They ordered 2 half-meter pizzas. Holy moly, is that a lot of pizza?
It's like a foot and a half of... No, a half-meter?
A half-meter. Well, a meter's a little over 3 feet, so... Yeah, it's a big pizza. $45 a pizza.
That's a big pizza.
And all it is it's cheese and dough and maybe oil, and it's $45, and it's just cheese.
So I mean, it's not
probably.
All right,
really,
Mr. Negative. Mr. Negative.
Probably $12 to $15 worth of material.
And I've long since figured that everybody who works there is either very beautiful or very handsome. So.
I know, right? You feel awkward.
They are. They're like, oh my God. Like, everybody there looks like a model. So.
Last time I was there, there was a woman that I swear she was Katy Perry dressed up in a uniform to work at Disney. She was like stunning.
With glasses. All the women have like these dark, like, they look like, you know, nerdy scientist glasses like I would have, but they all look gorgeous. Yeah. So, not that people with glasses don't look gorgeous.
And of course, let me introduce the golden tones of Chris Eliopoulos. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Chris.
Since this is nobody knows the behind-the-scenes stuff, but this was a comedy of errors getting this episode put together. And so I'm just going to dedicate Another One Bites the Dust by Queen to this episode.
Is this going to bite the dust?
No, we're going to bring it out of the dust. But, you know, it started off in the dust. We're going to get there.
Let's hope. So why are we here? So Chris is in... New Jersey. I am in New Hampshire. And Michelle is in Florida.
Florida.
In Florida. And you have been in Florida for about a week?
Yep.
And, well, maybe just
how's
under
the
a
weather?
Week. Yeah. How's the weather, Michelle?
Wicked hot.
Yeah, it was bad when I was down there. We missed each other by like 2 days, but man.
Thank you, Chris. It was just leaving a day.
You left on Friday. You flew down on Sunday.
You're right. Then Sunday, super early. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, when we left, it was brutal. The last couple of days, most of the week was 2 weeks was super hot, and then but the last couple of days, I don't know, did it carry over when you were there?
It's been really hot. I really like the hot, muggy weather. So I was telling Mike that the only day I really felt sweaty was yesterday when I went to Universal, where just going from building to building, it's a lot. You're more in the direct sun, but it hasn't been too bad. You know, it hasn't been too bad.
Okay.
I did it. Today was actually cloudy all day.
So your first couple of days down there, Michelle, you did a few things, but specifically we would like to talk about two particular days, which were very special, in which you volunteered at Give Kids the World. And for those who have never been to Give Kids the World, you know, we can't emphasize how much of an impact it would have on you if you were given an opportunity to visit and see what goes on there. And you and I have been there, and you have been able to volunteer twice this past weekend. So we thought we'd give everybody an idea of what it takes and what the experience is when you volunteer. So why don't you tell us first the first day, which I believe was Tuesday?
Yeah, sure. I should actually just back up and say how easy it was to sign up to volunteer. Give Kids the World is the charity that we support. And Mike, when you and I had a tour, and we've had people on, you know, talk about the gingerbread run, we've seen amazing families, and we walked around. But just that you can do as little as like a 4-hour shift. And I found out that you only have to be 12 years old with parental permission or older. So you can, it's really flexible. And I just emailed them and said I wanted to volunteer, and they put me in the system. And from then on, you can sign up for shifts. You'll get reminders if you want to get them about things that are open. And there are so many different things you can do. You can, you know, drive the families from the villas to get to different places. You can volunteer what the name of the food hall is, but there are companies like Papa John's and Boston Market that make sure the families have food. They get free food the whole time they're there. You can work in the ice cream parlor. There are just so many different things. So super, super easy. And then when you sign in, you come in, they give you a PIN number, and there's a computer, and you just sign in, and your shift is already loaded in there, and you're good to go. So the first day I did the castle, and the castle is a place where every child who goes to Give Kids the World, they call the children wish children, and they could work with a wish granting organization like Make-A-Wish. They get handed a gold star, and the gold star is something that they can decorate, and it gets put up in the castle. Unfortunately, there are hundreds and probably thousands of different stars, which means there are thousands of different sick children, but the families love doing this, and they decorate their star, and then there's a whole sort of star. I don't actually know what the whole ceremony is called, but they put the star in this magic chest, and the fairy Stellar takes it away. And then the next day they can come and find their star up in the place where they're putting the stars. Now they have different galaxies. So when I got to the castle, I actually had to go through like a 45-minute training with the other people who were in the castle that day. So that was one of the things that we did. And one of the families, the woman's brother had been a wish kid. So you can call the main number, and they'll actually come. And she knew that her brother had been there in 2002, and they were able to find his star. So it's kind of interesting. They're places for them to color. There's a little like mini playground in there. But another wonderful thing that they do is every child, and this includes the siblings, gets a special pillow. So you find out a little bit about each of the children, what their favorite color is, what they're interested in, things like that. And then there's a special pillow tree, and there's a whole, you know, video thing that they go through. And meanwhile, there's a volunteer in the back that's kind of loading up a little stump that's next to it with the pillows for the kids. And at the end, they have to kind of shake the pillow out of the tree, and they each get their own pillow. So there are volunteers who only sew these pillows. So you go in the back room, and there are hundreds and hundreds of pillows with, you know, Spider-Man, Mickey Mouse, cats, you know, whatever sports things, whatever the kids might be interested in. Every child in the family gets one. So that was pretty special too. So I spent about 4 hours there that first day, and it's just pretty powerful to see. One of the things that I was saying to Mike is that one of the things that I didn't expect, I expected to get a lot of joy out of seeing the children and their siblings happy, but what I noticed was, as a parent, to see the look on the parents' faces when their child is happy and just is not suffering, as I'm sure that some of these families have been unlucky enough to have to witness their child suffering. It's just a nice thing, and to hear the families say how special the place is was rather amazing. So the time flew by. It just was over and seemed like a heartbeat. It was done. So it was pretty cool.
How do you go through the whole day without like sobbing uncontrollably?
That day it was a little easier. I'll tell you about my next experience in a few minutes. There was just so much to do, Chris. The castle is a lot of different places, and you're just kind of taking the family from one place to another. And right. There are these little spiels that you have to do for each. That's what we learned the first 45 minutes. But, you know, one of the, at least for me on the first day, it was, and my friend Karen, who got me interested in doing this, Karen Skilling, said that sometimes you don't know who the wish child is. So the first day, for most of the kids, I didn't know who the wish child was, which was nice. But you know, it's really amazing. I mean, they're I met a family from England, so they're people who come from all over the world. There were, I think they said 150 families. 150? Yeah, 150 families or 150 people? I think it's 150 families. So these families get 5 days, and everything's included, from airport pickup to all their meals, to if they want to go to Universal, they can do that. They want to go to SeaWorld, they want to go to Disney. And it's children 3 years old up through, I believe, 18. So, so it was just really, really cool. Everybody was so friendly. Everybody from the time I got there to check in, people, I didn't even know these people, they're welcoming me, and where are you from? And the other volunteers, there are some volunteers who've been doing this for 20, 25 years. There are retirees who do this several times a week, and then there are teenagers. You know, there are teenagers. I met a girl who was going into her junior year in high school who was doing this, who just really likes kids. So it's just a nice group of people. Really, really super nice.
They've got to be. I mean, if they're volunteering for this, it's got to be good-hearted folk.
Yeah, but it's true. I'll tell you kind of my overall thought at the end. They are. Okay. They definitely are. But maybe I'll just tell you now. I think one of the things I learned is, and this may sound trite, but it's really true, I really felt like I got a lot more out of it personally than I was putting it, like that I got into it, that I put into it. Because honestly, it was so heartwarming. I just felt like it takes so little to do good, you know. This was 4 hours, and then another 4 or 5 hours the first day, 4 or 5 hours the second day. I can certainly do that and more. And boy, did I get a lot out of it. I just, honestly, you just feel like the human spirit is alive and well. We, you know, we see so many bad things happening on TV, and hear so many bad things happening. And they hear just a whole bunch of people who just really give and they don't get anything for it.
So what you're saying is you're totally selfish is what you're really telling me.
I felt selfish. I felt like everybody, you know, like everybody should experience this because, you know, I've volunteered many times before doing different things, but I never felt the way that I felt after I left there. I just couldn't wait to do it again. I mean, my friend Karen's been a volunteer there for over 20 years, and I can see why. You know, she just, her kids are grown up. Every spare moment she has, she's there. And
heck, I'm thinking about the next time we go down. You know,
your boys could do it too.
Yeah, we're going on a vacation. Why don't we take one day and just give back? You know, right. Take the kids and go, like, and sign up. I mean, I think probably based on your experience, it'd probably be the best day of our trip.
And it doesn't have to be the whole day. I mean, it isn't. It's a couple hours.
And I'm sure that everybody there, the families appreciate it. Get something great out of it. So. Wow, it's I don't know. I mean, it for me it would be like a gut punch though. I just seeing these poor kids and you know.
Well, it really is. You hold it together, but I'll tell you what happened the second day. Mike, do you have any questions? I know you and I have talked a lot about this.
No, I just when I hear you talking, I think about last year when we had that. When Karen gave us that tour, and we went all over the place, and I remember leaving and just was, you know, I don't know. I didn't know what to expect, but I know that my expectations were exceeded by what I saw and how the volunteers worked with the children and how happy the children were and just everything that took place. So when you told me everything that was going on, it just brought back all the things that I saw last year. And then when we talked, I said, well, Michelle, I have a feeling that your next volunteer experience is going to be a little bit different. And why don't we talk about your next experience this past week with
Kids. Oh no, you're gonna make me sad. Like, am I gonna be like totally bummed?
No, not at all. Okay. No, and Chris, you know, what you said just makes me so happy because I would be just thrilled if just one person heard this podcast and said, I'm gonna take a half a day of my vacation and give it to Give Kids the World because our time is valuable. I mean, our money is valuable and we want people to donate to Give Kids the World, but they really like seeing some of the emails that I've been getting about the volunteer shifts. It just makes me want to come down here more and do more. Sure. So they really, really need the help. And are very appreciative of their volunteers. In fact, I heard, Mike, I didn't tell you this, but I heard that they have exceeded now 3 million volunteer hours.
Wow.
And they use that data to get grants and things like that, you know, to show that it's well supported. The Give Kids the World is well supported. So, and can you imagine that? 3 million volunteer hours. Working with families. That's
a lot
just,
of good people out there.
Yeah, there are. It's great.
You forget, you know, you see so much stuff on the news and you see such negativity and then you hear something like this and you realize there are some really good people out there willing to sacrifice and give a little bit back to those who need it. That's really nice.
And it honestly, again, I can't underscore this. It does not take, you're not committing your whole vacation.
Yeah.
You're not even committing a whole day. It can be a half a day morning or afternoon. I started at, I had to sign in at 7:30. So anyway, So
tell
you want to hear
about,
day two. So day two, on Mondays and Thursdays, Disney donates characters and character handlers that come to Give Kids the World. So, they go to this place called the Hoppening Place, which is kind of like a big multi-purpose room in the new City Hall. And the day that I was there, they had Belle. Mike, you would have liked that. Mm-hmm. They had Goofy and Pluto. And they also had on the main stage Mickey Mouse, and I got to be one of the people who helped to work with Mickey Mouse, which is very, very cool. So they have, at each of these different stations, they have volunteer photographers who are professional photographers. I think one of them actually works for Disney. He's a photographer for Disney. Another, the lady with whom I worked was a retired photographer. They have other volunteers who help with autographs and things like that. But I was one of the people, along with my friend Karen, who took people's cell phones and took pictures with cell phones. So at the end of their stay, Give Kids the World, the families get a CD with all the pictures taken every place that they went in Give Kids the World Village. That's part of their checkout package. So, and I'll tell you, Disney, they send a character handler, and Mickey goes and quote unquote straightens his tie every half an hour, takes a mm-hmm. little break, and a different Mickey comes in.
Gets a slice of cheese and comes back.
Yeah, gets a slice of cheese, and so the families come in, and I'll tell you, they spend 10-15 minutes with each family. So the wish child gets a picture alone. Each of the siblings gets a picture alone. Then it's just the siblings. Then it's the parents, and you know, any
combination
they want. Oh, they just spend a ton of time, and then they do autographs. And the thing is, and this is going to get me going, this is where I saw kids who were, you know, it was very clear often who the wish child was. So the first time I almost lost it was a boy who was in a wheelchair, and he could barely, I think he had cerebral palsy or something, he could barely lift up his head, and the family came, they wheeled him up there, and he saw Mickey Mouse, and his eyes just opened up, and just this huge smile, and it was just... And this happened more than once. It was just amazing. And the characters were so good with these kids. For the children in the wheelchairs who could barely even lift up their heads, Mickey would get on his knees and hold their hands and, you know, just touch their noses to his nose. And the photographer is capturing all these moments. It was just unbelievable. It was really unbelievable. And there was a moment when, you know, this is what I had said before about getting much more back than I was giving. And there was a moment when a grandmother was standing next to me, and I could just see the tears coming. And I just said, this is pretty amazing. And she just looked at me, and she said, you volunteers are just angels. She said, I don't know how you all do it. And this is like my second shift. You know, I'm not even feeling like I deserve to be spoken to this way, but she just gave me a big, big hug. And, and then, you know, other people were saying that, like, oh, your volunteers are amazing. You're amazing. It was just, it was all I could do. I had to honestly just fight back the tears. And later in the day, I called Mike to tell him about it, and that's when I just lost it. I was, poor Mike, I was sobbing. And
well, you held it in the whole day, right?
Oh, that's not like me. I mean, I cry at Hallmark commercials. I just cry all the time. Like, I walk around the parks, and I see, you know, little boys run up and put their hand in Grandpa's hand, and that makes me tear. Like, stuff like that. I cry all. I just felt like, oh, I have to hold it in here. And but later on, I just let it all out, because it was just, you know, the thing I was thinking, Chris, is that I'm so lucky to have two healthy kids.
Yeah.
It's just so, so lucky. And
I know. I think that's part of it, too. Right. You know, you feel like, you know, we're so lucky. And but for the grace of God, go I, like, you could be in that position with this family. And you know, like I was talking, so like my son, yesterday we took him down to the blood bank. He volunteers. We can't donate blood. We have thalassemia, which is like a blood condition that prevents you from, it's an anemia, whatever. And so they had asked him, you know, why are you volunteering here? And he said, well, I can't donate blood, so the least I can do is help get other people to donate. And, you know, and that's what it is. It's sort of like that feeling of like, you know what, I am so lucky. I am so blessed. What does it take for me to give back a few hours of my time? And I think it's a really good lesson. I really, now you've got me really thinking that on our next trip down there that I'm going to clear out a date and have us all go. I mean, you know, I can sit and draw pictures for the kids all day.
Right.
But, you know, the kids can get a lesson from this too and realize just how lucky, you know, I think that's part of it too, is you get back that sensation of like, Jesus Christ, I am so damn lucky.
Right. You know, and don't we want to teach our kids that? I mean, don't we want volunteering and giving them back to be part of you know, what we teach them? We teach them manners. We teach them the importance of education and family and you know, this idea that we're
passion,
just...
Understanding for others. And, you know, it's great that we sit and donate money or we raise money when we do races because, you know, it all helps. But, you know, you're making me really think that, you know, there is something beyond that we should all, you know, Mickey Mahlers and anybody else listening should take some time out of our next trip and really try to volunteer a little down there. And you know what, like you said, I think it'd probably be the best day of our vacation. We'll be down there, you know, and helping out.
It's definitely been the best 2 days of my vacation so far. And I don't think everybody's going to get a chance to volunteer with the characters necessarily.
But it's not about that. I mean, it's really
no, it isn't. It honestly isn't. And you know, even the it wasn't the grandmother. It was somebody else who was talking about how lovely the people were who were serving the breakfasts. Or I was having a really nice conversation with this guy, Stan, who, and this happened to me actually two or three times. Stan drives the train around, and he said, I'm here because my brother's granddaughter was a WISH kid. And somebody else said it to me. Oh, actually, there was one of the volunteers who was on the stage with Mickey. She was in a wheelchair, and really nice girl, probably 19 or 20. And she said, "I'm here because I was a WISH kid." So it's just really, really powerful. And again, it doesn't take a lot of your time.
What do you like? Okay, walk me through it. So, how do you contact them?
So there's a link on the page. Let me just see. I'm going to see if I can figure out her. The woman with whom I spoke, her name's Abigail Phelps, and she is one of the coordinators of volunteers. Her email is abigailp@gktwgivekidstheworld.org. Yeah. And so they know the Mickey Milers. They know because we were the top fundraising team for the Gingerbread Challenge, so they know us, and they were just thrilled that I was there, you know, putting in person hours in addition to helping with the donations of the month. But while you're saying that, let me just see. Okay, so if you go to givekidstheworld.org, there's a thing that says how to help, and then at the bottom you do volunteer. So it gives you some information, and then you can sign up. And I also wanted to say that there are a lot of groups that go and volunteer together. So there are church groups, and there are school groups that come down, colleges that come down. And I was there when I did the characters, and I can't remember the name. There's a pharmaceutical company, and they come down every year.
How far away is it from like the Disney parks?
It's off of 192, and it's probably 15-minute drive. Mike, would you say
from from? It's right at the beginning of I-92. So it's for those who know medieval times, it's right near medieval times, practically. Right around the corner from medieval times. And I believe that when they do have the gingerbread run, Michelle, they allow people to park at medieval times. But it's right there, and I think you're right, Michelle. I would say it's about, on average, a 15-minute drive from any resort on the Disney property. Maybe 20 if you're at the Polynesian, maybe. But I'd say 15 to 20 minutes. And it's It's probably the best 15 minutes, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to, because it's really something. And, you know, a lot of things in life cost a lot of money to experience. But this is something that, you know, you're not spending money, you're spending time, but you get back so priceless. Much more. It's just amazing. And the thing, I think, Michelle, you talked about the pillows and stuff. I think that's, when we were there last year, I remember there was a young girl in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. And there was a volunteer there, and she said, put your hands on, I think it was a dream tree or something like that?
I think it was a wish tree.
Wish tree or hope.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, put your hand on there and you know, you, think of what you want, a pillow. You receive a pillow and you're supposed to have wonderful dreams on the pillow. And they say, you know, what's your favorite thing? And someone may say a unicorn, and boom, a pillow drops with a unicorn. Of course, there's like...
Yeah, there's a volunteer listening. And
well, yeah, and there's a warehouse of pillows behind it. But who cares, yeah. You know?
Yeah. Oh, so the kids think it's magic, real. Yeah. The kids think it's real. Yeah, we had a funny thing happen where there were four kids, and I put the pillows down, and one of the pillows got stuck. So I said to my friend Karen, I'm talking to the kids and distracting them, and the kid opens up the little trunk, and I see like a yardstick come out. It's like pushing the pillow down. So it was funny, but the kid didn't care.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah. So it was funny. But here are the requirements. You need, this is what I was asked. You need a photo ID, and you need to wear, you can't wear sandals. That's it. That's basically.
I'm out. That's it. I'm done.
Yeah.
Don't have a photo ID, I guess.
Yeah. I wear my photo ID on my sandals.
Oh, boy. Yep. So can't wait to do it again.
So it just sounds like it's an amazing experience and something that we all could probably commit to doing in our next trips.
Yes. Yes. So that would make me so happy. And let us know if you do it. I'd love to give you a shout out and tell us about your experience.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, next trip, I think I want to. Look, we were down there for 2 weeks, and we were looking for things to do. You know, we went out to Kennedy, we went to Universal. I think now that, you know, we went down to Disney Springs, we could have spent half of that day helping a few kids. I wish I had really thought about it beforehand and stepped up.
Now we know. Yeah. I mean, I'm here for a month, and that's one of the reasons that I thought, well, of course, this whole first week I'm here alone in my friend's condo. So I just thought, well, this is a great use of my time, and and now I can spread the word. Now I'm going to make the time. Like, I don't care how long I'm here. I'm going to definitely make the time to make sure I get over there, because it's easy to do, and it's so important. And it's, you know, chicken soup for the soul, or vegetable soup in my case, for the soul.
I love it. It sounds like a great gig, and kind of proud that we raised money for them, and hopefully we'll get more people volunteering. I think it, you know, you can't just let it rest at donating $5. You really got to invest yourself some time. These kids need it.
And one of the things that will always stick with me and Michelle last year when we went, remember, we were told that when the kids are given an option of, you know, staying at the Village for the day or going to Walt Disney World, many of them say, I want to stay here.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I think it has probably a lot to do with the attention they give. They're given, and you know, they feel special. Not that they're not going to be treated special at Walt Disney World, but you know, the cottages, the playground, the ice cream factory, the castle, the model train. I mean, there's so
their pony rides,
carousel,
accessible pool.
You don't have to deal with crowds, you know. It's just,
yeah.
Hey, why not?
And the families don't have to worry about, you know, how much is it going to cost for us all to go. You know, there's some pretty big families to go out and eat every night and three meals a day, and everything's provided for them there. They have tuck-in service Karen was telling me they have every night they have tuck-in service. The character will tuck them in if they want to. They have each kid in the family gets some sort of a goodie that's, you know, on their pillow at the end of the day. Every condo has two bedrooms. It's completely accessible. The shower is accessible. Everything's accessible. Mm. It's pretty cool. So I have to say that one little benefit that I really enjoyed was going up to Mickey at the end and saying, "Can I just do a selfie with you?" So I got a selfie with all the characters there. So Belle and I got a selfie. Goofy and I got a selfie. It was really, really fun.
So there's perks. There's other perks.
Yeah, they were all giving me big kisses too. So good. It was good.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah.
So I think that wraps it up, huh, Mike?
Yeah, I just want to, you know, encourage anyone who wants to know more about Give Kids the World to go to www. I think it's gktw.com.
I think I just went on there. It was givekidstheworld.org.
And then it goes boom.
/volunteer.
Yeah, so. Go on there, and there is video, and of course, the video does not do service to what goes on there. So Michelle, I'm very proud of you for volunteering, and I think that you probably got more out of it than the children.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's good. So I'm looking forward to maybe someday, maybe together we can do that, and
yeah,
we can cry at each other's shoulders at the end of the day.
Yes, I can't wait to take my sons. I want them to go just like Chris was saying with his kids. I wish I had known about it earlier because I would have definitely made it a part of our vacations.
Yep. So for Chris Haleopoulos and for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road and maybe at Give Kids the World.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you'd like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/mickeymilespodcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mickeymilespod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@mickeymilespodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.